As we previewed Friday, President Donald Trump is taking his first international trip as U.S. leader. He arrived in the Middle East on Saturday, and in contrast to the controversies and questions he's facing in the U.S., President Trump received a royal welcome in Saudi Arabia. And it wasn't just because he was greeted by the nation's king, Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud. Red carpets, brass bands, American flags, billboards with the two leaders' faces, images of pomp and respect were all over Riyadh, Saudi Arabia's capital. President Trump and King Salman announced hundreds of billions of dollars in arms deals, oil and gas deals, business deals. Yesterday, the president gave a speech attended by 50 leaders of Muslim-majority countries. And though he's made controversial statements in the past concerning Islam, President Trump's speech yesterday was more conciliatory, focused on the common goals of, quote, stamping out extremism and providing children a hopeful future that does honor to God.
It's a choice between two futures, and it is a choice America cannot make for you. A better future is only possible if your nations drive out the terrorists and drive out the extremists. Drive them out. Drive them out of your places of worship. Drive them out of your communities. Drive them out of your holy land. And drive them out of this earth.